The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Fairfax and Falls Church. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hello there, folks. How are you? I really mean it. I hope you're doing well in all of this, not getting stir crazy and all the rest of it. I want to remind you, WAVA and the New Life Ministries are offering a free resource to you. We've been telling you about it. We keep repeating it because you maybe haven't heard that it's free and it's yours by going to our website, WAVA.com. It's called 10 Ways to Overcome Your Fears and Anxiety. And you can get there by going to WAVA.com, enter the keyword overcome. Well, for those who might be laboring under the mistaken impression that the Democrats would never use anything such as the current COVID-19 pandemic for their own political needs, consider this column just filed today at townhall.com by Katie Pavlich, headlined, Joe Biden... This Wuhan coronavirus crisis is actually really exciting for our agenda. I kid you not. Let me read. Speaking to donors during a phone call Tuesday night, former Vice President Joe Biden said the Wuhan coronavirus crisis has been, quoting now, exciting. And then further, because it gives Democrats an opportunity to pursue their own political far-left agenda. Again, I'm quoting now, I believe, said the former vice president, I believe because sort of the blinders have been taken off because of this COVID crisis. I think people are realizing, my Lord, look at what is possible. Look at the institutional changes we can make without us becoming a socialist country or any of that malarkey that we can make. Now, Joe said this, so I'm probably reading about the way he said it, stumbling through it here, that we can make to provide the opportunities to change the institutional drawbacks from education all the way through to all the other things we talked about, Biden said, according to the pool report of the call. Quote, if I sound like I'm excited, I am. And of course, many of us have been accused of being conspiratorial, I guess is the word, conspiratorialists for even imagining that the Democrats would use this sort of thing as a time for political haymaking, which we know they've intended to do all along and have been quite delighted in so doing. As a matter of fact, as Katie pointed out, this position has been used for weeks by the House Democrats, led by Pelosi, to take advantage of the crisis. In March, Pelosi held up a major $2 trillion relief package after packing a new bill full of far-left agenda items like extreme emissions standards for airlines, mandatory mail-in voting, collective bargaining, $15 federal minimum wage, race and gender quotas for company boards, and more. And we would add that that's still going on. The Senate has approved a major bill, but as I understand, last I heard today, the House is still not come on board. And going back to this last column by Katie Pavlich, you can find it yourself at townhall.com. Over the past week, Pelosi allowed the Paycheck Protection Program to run dry at the request of Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This behavior prompted a brutal and accurate ad from the Trump campaign. And then she, the kicker line out is, Biden isn't a moderate. He simply pretends to be. So, folks, reality is setting in. I hope it's setting in for a lot of Americans who ordinarily may not want this thing politicized in discussions such as this. But believe me, that's what's happening. Here's a quick column from the Stream. I won't read the whole thing. But Tom Cilio filed it over at stream.org. Headline, while New York Governor Cuomo rejects God's help in this crisis, Texas Governor Abbott says, put your faith in God. And the New York governor in April, CNN interview, April 12th, our behavior, he says it's our behavior that has stopped the spread of the coronavirus. Quoting, God did not stop the spread of the virus, close quote. The next day, Cuomo repeated himself when discussing flattening the curve, quote, the number's down because we brought the number down. God did not do that. Fate did not do that. Destiny did not do that. A lot of pain and suffering did that. Meanwhile, at least one governor has a diametrically opposed perspective. Pastor Jack Graham interviewed Texas Governor Greg Abbott Sunday during Preston Wood Baptist Church's service. And Abbott told Graham that we can see the hand of God working in the fight against the coronavirus. He went on to describe his own personal crisis and how that informs what he is doing to get Texas ready to reopen for business. He said, when I was just 26 years old, I suffered literally a back-breaking injury, as many of you know, I'm sure. Abbott told Graham Abbott was permanently paralyzed from the accident. It was the injury that put him in the play in a place to lead Texas effectively. And he said, while it tested his faith, he kept reaching out to God. I found in the aftermath of that, that as I continued to reach out to God, I found God reaching right back to me. He said his relationship with God and Jesus Christ was strengthened after the injury. It empowered me to go on and become the governor of the great state of Texas. And he added that everyone is challenged and tested. Regardless of the challenge, Jesus will support people. He'll always be there for them. Again, quoting the governor, he said, if you believe Jesus Christ and God, you will be able to weather this storm. God never promised us a life free of storms. What God promised was a pathway through those storms. That's what I've seen in my own life. That's what I am seeing in Texas. Two contrasting columns I found most interesting. On the one hand, by our governors, I should say, yeah, and remarks, Governor Cuomo saying, hey, we did this, God had nothing to do with this. Texas governor saying quite the opposite. And I think you'll, over the long term, see the fruit of those philosophies reflected in both of those states and the governorships. Meanwhile, just for take this break, it's reasonable to assume that the vast majority of Americans process news and data and calculate that self-quarantining, wearing masks, and social distancing make sense for themselves, their family, and the country. He says free people act out of self-preservation. But my guest coming up says they shouldn't be coerced to act through the authoritarian whims of the state. Yet, he adds, that is exactly what's happening. Those are some words from a recent column by David Harsanyi, senior editor at National Review. His title of his column that we'll talk about in a moment is Coronavirus Authoritarianism is Getting Out of Hand. And we're going to talk with David about it coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us.
Hello, radio family. This is Dr. Derek Greer. Due to the COVID crisis, our already crazy schedules have shot through the roof. But in particular, please pray for pastors and church staffs as we navigate through this incredibly difficult season. You know, our government has pledged to graciously support many businesses in this crisis, but churches are largely on our own. And if we don't support God's voice in our communities, no one else will. So don't forget your local church. Lastly, I want to remind you that God has not given us a spirit of fear. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He loves you, and my Bible says he will keep you as the apple of his eye. There's nothing ahead of you that's bigger than the God that lives on the inside of you. In times like these, it's really vital that we keep our hearts full of God's word. So if you want to hear faith-filled messages or get a copy of me reading through all the healing scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, go to gracechurchva.org for free downloads. I love you, and our only goal is to help keep you strong. God bless you.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group, a family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Are you tired of some of the movies that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with family and watch something that affirms your values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, a film that reveals how freedom of speech is being threatened and how some are even attacked for their Christian beliefs right here in America. Freedom of speech is important for the spread of the gospel. Truth flourishes where it's allowed to be heard. But your speech and beliefs are under attack now more than ever. People have been accused of hate speech for simply speaking about the gospel. And some politicians have threatened to permanently shut down churches because of the pandemic. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com today.
This is Hugh Hewitt for TownHall.com. President Trump continues to lead an effective counterattack against the coronavirus pandemic. The economic ruin is vast. But a V-shaped recovery seems possible if congressional Democrats will move as quickly as Trump has. Small businesses and not-for-profits have been clamoring for replenishment of the Paycheck Protection Program. By blocking additional funding over this past weekend, House Speaker Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Schumer forfeited their right to be taken seriously as tribunes for the middle class or blue-collar workers. The Democratic blue bubble is thick, and the air within it turns out to be a heck of a drug. Cable TV talking heads and left-wing Twitter seem to believe with deep conviction that COVID-19's human carnage and the economic ruin will be blamed on the president. But the American people see an administration on the offensive, determined to beat the virus and restart the U.S. economy as soon as it is safe to do so. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Show on WAVA, No Safe Spaces. You just heard about it. Number one political documentary at the box office 2019. Now available for you to watch at home. Great film for you and your family to see together during this time that you have more time at home than you would prefer, perhaps. Now, critics have called this film, No Safe Spaces, smart, vital, urgent, one of the most important documents that you need to see today. And by the way, it's a film Hollywood doesn't want you to see. I mean, mainstream Hollywood wouldn't touch it to help market it. Netflix either, Amazon Prime, they all rejected any possibility of marketing it. But you can watch it at NoSafeSpaces.com. Dennis Prager, Adam Carolla, revealing how America has become a dangerous place to speak your mind or share ideas. And they do it in an entertaining and powerful way. And by the way, Dennis will be our guest on the show tomorrow. We'll tell you more about that later. Order the powerful film now for you and your family at NoSafeSpaces.com, but make sure you use the WAVA promo discount code SAVE25 and you'll save 25% off. NoSafeSpaces.com, promo code SAVE25. Well, some of us have by now actually lived long enough to have growing concern over, as the late Tom Clancy probably would have put it, a clear and present danger that seems to be developing on the horizon, a danger perhaps far more deadly to our long-cherished and our constitutionally rooted freedoms, as we witness, I call it a rather cavalier, abridging of some of the most basic constitutional rights, or at least those rights being threatened. But my guest this hour addresses it far more effectively in his column at National Review, Coronavirus Authoritarianism is Getting Out of Hand. And joining me to talk about it, David Harsanyi, senior writer at National Review, author of the book First Freedom, A Ride Through America's Enduring History with the Gun, From the Revolution to Today. And you can find his work at nationalreview.com. His Twitter handle is at David Harsanyi. David, thank you for joining me. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure.
Now, share with us, if you would, some of the things you see unfolding during this current crisis that cause you the greatest concern, especially as to our long-held, as I tried to say, constitutional rights rooted deeply in our culture and now seemingly up for grabs, up for threat, and not only at the federal or state levels, but even in local jurisdictions.
Well, I guess my, you know, overview of it is, and my big problem is, that a lot of politicians speak in ways that tells me that they don't understand where our rights come from. So, for instance, if you want to convince people to stay in their homes, to flatten the curve of coronavirus, to not spread it, whatever it is, I'm with you. I think, you know, we should be safe and do what's right for us, and it's important, etc. But once you say I have to stay somewhere, or I can't go into a store and buy what I want, but I can buy one thing but not the other, and worst of all, I can't protest government because of those laws, because a local government has decided that I can't do that, that's problematic for me, because the local government doesn't give me my right to free speech. I have an inherent right to free speech protected by the Constitution. So it's a lot of it's in the way that people speak about rights, and a lot of it is in the, you know, so that's a big picture thing, and then a lot of it's in the little sort of mini authoritarianism that, you know, sees a mom be arrested in a park the other day in Idaho, or before that in Colorado, a man playing t-ball with his daughter, not hurting anyone, not near anyone. It's just, you know, it's just an overstepping of what police should be doing and what government should be doing.
Yeah, I think most people agree with you, David, that it makes sense, as, especially in the larger city areas, Washington itself, as you mentioned, Virginia, Maryland, all have banned large avoidable gatherings. But you say it's an astonishing abuse of power with the things you've just mentioned, and you go on to some detail beyond what we have time for here. But you talk about police dragging some guy off the bus in Philadelphia for not having a face mask. And I guess that father was actually handcuffed in front of his family playing softball with his daughter all alone in an empty park. And that kind of thing, I think, frightens people.
No, it should, because, and I'm not saying that we're headed there, but most of the times when nations and other peoples and even we here have lost our rights, it's happened during emergencies. Sometimes they're a legitimate emergency, sometimes they're not, but that's typically when government takes power. That's what they're doing in Eastern European countries right now and other countries, and we can't let them do it here. I don't really care. I mean, listen, saving lives is obviously a very important thing for us to think about and to do. But we can never live in complete safety, and we have to always remember that freedom is also important, and a lot of people died for that freedom. And I'm not saying people should go out and sacrifice their lives. I'm simply saying that we have to think about things besides coronavirus when we go through life, right? Just because coronavirus doesn't suspend the Constitution, it doesn't mean that governors can just say and do whatever they want, or the president. And we have to keep following laws. That's what makes us a civilized nation. And once we normalize breaking those laws every time there's an emergency, you know, people are going to continue to take advantage in ways that could be, you know, increasingly draconian or increasingly destructive for, you know, in the long term.
And that, I think, is the concern of a lot of us, myself certainly, and others that I know and have talked with, and I think a lot of Americans, what you've just said. I'm concerned about this new normal phrase that's become so popular in recent years, whatever's happening, well, this is the new normal. And then I read a column like I read at the outset of the show today by Katie Pavlich over at Town Hall, Joe Biden saying this is actually exciting. He says, you know, this may be a time when we Democrats can get some stuff done that we couldn't do without this crisis, and that then would become the new normal.
Right. I mean, obviously people will take advantage in partisan ways as well, and some people say that part out loud, and some people don't, but... Yeah, you know, that's dangerous as well, because let's set aside, you know, typically I don't like what Joe Biden wants to do in general, but let's just set aside the actual policy. You know, if you want to pass something in a country of 350 million people, we have to have a real debate about it. You can't have an informative debate during an emergency because everyone, you know, isn't thinking straight. It doesn't mean they're not thinking right, but they're thinking about their families. They're thinking about safety. They're not thinking about the long-term consequences of laws. Now, I don't know how often we think about that anyway, but specifically during an emergency, we don't. This is not a time to try to pass some big reform and change the way things are. The things were actually doing pretty well for us before this happened. This is an existential threat. It's not something like, you know, a cyclical recession or whatever. This is a once-in-a-century pandemic, and it's not the right time, at least from my view, to try to reform government, et cetera.
You also argue that if the experts are telling us that all of this is important and necessary, then they need to convince us with real proof. I think that's a very good point that you made in the column.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously, I think we're up to 45,000 people, and that's who have died from this, and that's obviously horrifying, and people die from other things as well. And I think that most experts have convinced us that we have to be careful, but not every place is the same, and not everyone's dealing with it in the same way, and that's part of federalism, and that's how this country works. On one hand, you hear Democrats, they want Donald Trump to act like a dictator and demand that companies make things and people do this or that, and in other ways, they get mad when he does things like that. You know, we live in a federalist country, and states should deal, I think, with these problems on their own because they have different populations and different sorts of problems. Just a quick example, New York has a subway system that probably spread coronavirus all over the place. Other places are more rural and don't have that kind of problem. So I think that's why we have local control in this country on a practical level.
Now, you also mentioned the whole issue. I sense from the latter part of your article a real concern about, I guess I'm going to put it in these words, permanent authoritarianism taking over. You make a very important point, I think, regarding folks who are given to authoritarianism versus making common sense decisions in the best interest of the people they're trying to serve.
Right. And sometimes I don't think it's their business to make the decision. For instance, we have a right to religious liberty in this country. It's not contingent on whether the mayor of a town thinks it's okay or not, or even a pandemic. Now, obviously, short term, there are things that governments can do to protect the health of the citizenry, but they have no right to just unilaterally say you can't go to church, even if you're, you know, living by social distancing guidelines. You can't go to a drive-in church where people want to have mass on Easter, as I think it was in Kentucky. One mayor tried to stop them. You have no right to do those things. And if we start to say it's okay to do them during emergencies, well, you know how it works in Washington. Everything is an emergency. This is a real one, but plenty of times we hear about emergencies that I think aren't that, you know, grave. And so that's why we have a set of rules that we follow. And I think normalizing bad behavior will only make, you know, will only sort of empower or embolden politicians to do what they want.
A couple of more things that we don't have time to get into, but I do want to mention them so we can have you back if you're willing to come back. One is you had a column, I think, back on April 10th, don't let liberals federalize elections. There's a lot in that that is kind of under the radar now because of everything else going on. Make just a comment about that, and then I'd love to have you back to talk about your book, First Freedom. But tell us what that's about as well before we have to break away.
Well, obviously, when you have an emergency like this and people are in danger when they stand in lines to vote and things like that, you've seen a lot of efforts of states like in Wisconsin to just ignore the law and make new election laws, which they have no right to do, not even during a pandemic. But more worse than that, you see, you know, Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats trying to push those sorts of, you know, one size fits all voting, you know, voting systems into the rescue bills. It's a dangerous thing to do. Elections should not be federalized. There's state matter, and there's, you know, we can talk about it another time, but there are many good reasons for that.
The book, First Freedom, A Ride Through America's Enduring History with the Gun from the Revolution to Today. What are you telling us there?
It's not a very political book, to be honest. It's an honest-to-God history, right, of culture and guns, and I think it's important for people to understand that history so they could understand the contours of the debate and why some people really rely and believe in the first, in the Second Amendment and the right for people to own guns and why they carry them around and why this country is unique in that way.
Well, this is a conversation we need to have. I hope you can do it with us, all right?
I'd love to. Thank you.
All right. Again, well worth your reading, the stuff that I've read David's material in the past as well. He writes as a senior writer at National Review, great website, nationalreview.com, and we'll have him back to talk more about the efforts to alter our very important election laws and also about his book I just mentioned. By the way, his Twitter handle is at David Harsanyi, H-A-R-S-A-N-Y-I.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. After a successful career in the Myanmar military and a long history of persecuting Christians, Ken's life turned suddenly upside down. He was accused of selling his gun to rebel soldiers and sentenced to 2 years in prison. But while in prison, he encountered six Christian pastors who taught him about Christ. Ken made them a promise: if Jesus can save me from my suffering, then I will serve him until I die. A few months later, Ken was suddenly called to the courtroom and acquitted of all charges. He gave his life to Christ in that very moment and has never looked back.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vumradio.net.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
With all that's going on right now, the last thing you want to do is add to your stress. But credit card debt does that, doesn't it? Even though these are hard times and credit card debt can add up, you don't have to tackle it alone. Nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Take away this added stress today and be there for your family. If you're ready to pay off credit cards in less time for less money, then pick up the phone and call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-5496. That's 1-800-990-5496.
Hear 105.1 FM WAVA wherever you are on our mobile app or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Hey folks, like you, I'm confined to my home, spending time with my family. One thing we enjoy right now is watching uplifting movies that affirm our faith. With all the choices, what can you watch? I have the answer. Introducing Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus, a documentary which presents convincing evidence that the biblical account of the Exodus is true. Investigative filmmaker Tim Mahoney journeyed to Egypt, Israel, and throughout the world to search for answers to one very important question. Did the stories, like Exodus, as written in the Bible, really happened. The results of his investigation are monumental. Right now, you can watch Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus at home. Go to patternsofevidence.com. That's patternsofevidence.com. Immediately following the movie, a panel moderated by Gretchen Carlson and featuring Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, and Anne Graham Lotz will provide further insight and commentary on the film. Watch Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus, and others in this series. Go to patternsofevidence.com. That's patternsofevidence.com.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is on Life-Changing Talk Radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA, weekday mornings at 9:30.
This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. In the district, traffic is at a crawl as you make your way southbound on the 3rd Street Tunnel due to an accident right at the split to the westbound side of the Southeast-Southwest Freeway. Now, we are seeing that the right lane is currently blocked due to that crash and expect to see bumper-to-bumper delays starting from New York Avenue. The crash is going to add an additional 10 minutes to your commute. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need. I'm Yinka Oh with traffic on WAVA.
We'll have increasing cloudiness tonight, the low 44. Cloudy skies tomorrow with rain overspreading the area in the afternoon, the high 62. Periods of rain tomorrow night, the low 55. A morning shower Friday, otherwise low clouds. Friday's high 67. Saturday, turning cloudy with a high of 63. Intervals of clouds and sunshine Sunday with a shower or thunderstorm around and a high of 64. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
The following program is sponsored by the Bible League International.
Hey, I want to remind you of something very important. WAVA and New Life Ministries are offering a free resource right now. It's called 10 Ways to Overcome Your Fears and Anxiety. Now you can get your free, that's the operative word, your free copy by going to our website, WAVA.com. Just enter the keyword overcome. We all know the scriptures. We often quote them. Sadly, we quote them, well, I shouldn't say sadly, but maybe carelessly, we quote them in a non-suffering context. By that, I mean the people we're appealing to you for Bibles are people who are in the middle of great persecution. And as I was thinking about this, I thought how often we quote Paul's words to Timothy when he said, all who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And for many of us, that is a verse that we know. We've read it many times. It ought to be on our minds when we pray for the suffering church. But then there are those pastors and Christian workers who know what it means firsthand to live out their faith under great adversity. I want you to hear this comment from Daniel in Indonesia.
So the husband used to go to school for law, and then the wife used to be a teacher for nursing school. She had a breast cancer. The husband got a stroke. They pray, and then they got the vision from God that this is where you have to stop looking for what you're looking, and then start working as a mission person for God. They want people not to just go to church, but to really understand who Jesus is. That's why they started to go from house to house, door to door, introducing Jesus to people there. And then, yeah, they don't like it. Because they didn't like it, they started to throw bombs to the church. People threat to kill them 10 times other than the bomb thrown to the church, but they didn't give up for whatever threat that happens to them, because they know that the God that healed them both will be there for them.
Amazing. People who are living on the front lines of great danger, and they are there by the will of God. Paul says, woe is me if I don't preach the gospel. I mean, if anybody had a reason to quit the ministry, many times over, it was the Apostle Paul. But he said, I must do this. It's a divine mandate. And you know, the Great Commission is in fact that. It's not an offer. It's not a job option, you know. It's not a career possibility. For every Christian, the mandate is to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and to do it in any way God calls us to. In this couple's case, they were very specifically called by God, and in spite of the fact that their church was bombed and they were threatened over and over again, they continued to do the will of God. And really, our part in this with the Bible League is to simply put some tools in their hands, giving Bibles with which they can get their congregants, get their converts to Christ, rooted in the Scripture. Imagine you as perhaps a Christian worker, a Bible class teacher, a pastor. Imagine trying to enrich the lives of those you minister to and get them grounded in the faith, but most don't have Bibles, can't even imagine owning one, and how hard your work would be in that regard. That's why we are very happy to team up with this great ministry known as the Bible League and invite you to do the same. $5 provides a Bible, $10 provides two, of course, and it's easy to be a part of it on a very small scale if that's all you can do. If you can give larger gifts, I would love to see someone calling in or going online and saying, hey, I'll give 100 Bibles. Here's my $500 gift right now for 100 Bibles. Or maybe someone else would say, I'll give $1,000 for 200 Bibles. Our goal is 7,000 Bibles nearly. That's our ultimate goal in the campaign. So if you can help us with one Bible or 10 or 20 or 100 in that direction, perfect time to do it is right now. 800-YES-WORD. Easy as that. Toll-free number, 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Online at WAVA.com. You can click on the Fan the Flame Bibles for Asia banner. Can't miss it. On our homepage. We'll be right back.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. With technology shares leading the way, stocks rallied today, a solid rebound after 2 days of selling. The Dow Jones Industrials jumped 457 points. The NASDAQ Composite leaped 232. The S&P 500 was up 62. A big gainer, Snap, the parent of Snapchat, late yesterday posted higher than expected quarterly revenue, with daily active users surging 20% from a year earlier to 229 million. In response, shares of that multimedia messaging app soared 36% today. It's no longer a secret. A private equity firm that had planned to buy a majority stake in L Brands Victoria's Secret unit now wants to terminate the plan. Sycamore Partners publicly announced the decision today while also filing a lawsuit to validate the termination of the agreement, with the surprising news sending L Brands shares plunging 15.5%. Oil futures rebounded sharply today, June crude jumping 19% to settle at $13.78 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858.
Are you tired of some of the movies that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with family and watch something that affirms your values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, a film that reveals how freedom of speech is being threatened and how some are even attacked for their Christian beliefs right here in America. Freedom of speech is important for the spread of the gospel. Truth flourishes where it's allowed to be heard. But your speech and beliefs are under attack now more than ever. People have been accused of hate speech for simply speaking about the gospel. And some politicians have threatened to permanently shut down churches because of the pandemic. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces. Go to nosafespaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Go to nosafespaces.com today.
105.1 FM WAVA encourages you to have the mind of Christ during this time of unprecedented crisis.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life, pastor at Saddleback Church, and speaker for Daily Hope Broadcast. You know, during this COVID-19 crisis, it's very easy to hunker in a bunker and think only about yourself, me, myself, and I. But this is an opportunity to learn unselfishness. The great rule that Jesus gave us, the golden rule, do to others as you would have them do unto you. When we go out and we help other people, we are becoming greater in ourselves. We're becoming more of what God wants us to be. So think about helping others today.
You can hear Rick Warren weeknights at 7:30 p.m. on WAVA 105.1 FM.
Yes, word 800-937-9673. So simple. $5 buys a Bible, $20 buys four, $35 gift buys. You can do the math quite easily. $5 multiplied as many times as you can. And maybe you can only give $5. You say, should I call? Of course. That one Bible can change a life, change a village, change a nation. When you make the call, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or on our website, WAVA.com.
We don't often realize the kind of sacrifice they're having to make in order to continue being Christians. Sometimes as Christians, we look the other way and we say, God will look after them. You suddenly realize how critical it is for Christians not just to assume God will look after their brothers and sisters who've converted from Islam, but that they will be prepared to walk with them.
Randy Alcorn says, the more you give, the more comes back to you, because God is the greatest giver in the universe, and he won't let you outgive him. I love this. And then he challenges us. He says, go ahead and try. See what happens. Charles Spurgeon said, in all my years of service to my Lord, I have discovered a truth that has never failed and has never been compromised. That truth is that it is beyond the realm of possibilities that one has the ability to outgive God. Even if I give the whole of my worth to him, he will find a way to give me back much more than I gave. C.S. Lewis said, the only things we really can keep are the things we freely give to God. So we're asking you to have, yes, in a certain sense, a self-interest in this as well. People say, well, you should just want to give because you're just a godly person. Jesus himself said, give, and it shall be given to you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, will men give into your arms. And we know Paul taught that as we sow, we'll reap. He said about giving, those who give sparingly will reap sparingly. But those who give generously will reap generously in return. The old law of seed and harvest. And it works in this area as well. So for you, a generous gift may be just $5. It may be $50 for 10 Bibles. A very generous gift may be $100 for 20 Bibles. That's between you and the Lord. But I believe God will honor, as you give, He will honor that with whatever needs He knows you're facing right now and whatever needs that you're praying to Him about. I'm not saying, you know, give and God's going to bless you with all kinds of magical money coming in. I'm simply saying God will be a debtor to no one, especially when it comes to ministering to His church around the world. So thank you for what you're doing. If you can give a gift of $5 or $50 or $500, I just often say pick a number. Give us a call, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, online, WAVA.com.
Hey, Rich Lee here to say if you're like me, you simply want a trusted company that'll do great work at a fair price. Whether it's storm damage or hail damage, New Home Exteriors delivers quality, trusted work, not quick, slick roofing repairs. That's why the roofer I would ask you to consider is New Home Exteriors. Call 571-200-7274 for a free estimate or go online to newhomeonline.com. That's newhomeonline.com. Virtual consultations also available. Tell them Rich Lee sent you.
Hello, Chuck with A-Action. This summer, your AC will use more electricity than any other appliance. So get a $69 efficiency tune-up and prevent unexpected breakdowns. You'll get performance specifications of your electrical components. We'll also check your refrigerant levels, pressures, temperatures, and much, much more, both of your indoor and outdoor unit, while practicing proper social distancing. 703-922-1900.
Don Crow here for the Bible League. You know, during this most holy season of the year, Good Friday and then Easter, I can't think of a better way to honor our Lord's sacrifice on the cross for us, or a better way to celebrate the joyous reality of that empty tomb, than to send some Bibles to heart-hungry people all through the nations of Asia by participating with Bible League International. And right now, your gift to the Bible League of any amount is going to be doubled when you call 800-YES-WORD or give online at WAVA.com. Whether it's $25 for 5 Bibles, $50 for 10, $100 for 20, or whatever you can give, those dollars are going to be doubled, and the Bibles you give are going to be like fresh, clear water to thirsty hearts. Literally, the bread of life to hungry spirits. So would you call with your most generous gift right now, 800-YES-WORD? That's 800-937-9673. Again, 800-937-9673, or give online at WAVA.com. And may the true joys of Easter flood your heart in days to come. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tom, heard here on WAVA on Saturdays and Sundays on Discover Hope Today. During uncertain and precarious times, we all need hope. 1 Peter 1:13 urges us, "Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Yes, life is filled with disappointment and danger. The spread of this deadly virus is just another, albeit extreme, example. If the media and recent events have unsettled you, fix all your hope on that future day when Christ is revealed in glory. Our hope in Jesus is strong and sure. Hebrews 6:19 tells us this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast. Our hope is not wishful thinking, but guaranteed by God. His future grace is what we anticipate. We hope for a bunch of undeserved blessings when He comes in glory. Fix your mind and your hope right there.
Focus on your future and let Regent University help. Access your free social distancing scholarship to help you pursue your online degree and your goals. While times are uncertain, you can be certain of this. At Regent, you'll receive world-class support and exceptional instruction from a nationally ranked Christian university. Call 800-373-5504 and mention the Social Distancing Scholarship. Hurry, this offer ends April 30th. Call 800-373-5504 now.
Most of our children and grandchildren are finishing this school year online. You can make plans now for a Christian school education for your child or grandchild this fall. And WAVA makes it affordable with our half-priced Christian school tuition opportunity. Simply go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or click on the school bus to see the schools offering half-price tuition this fall. We have schools participating in Bowie, Olney, Laurel, Frederick, Dale City, Fairfax, and Falls Church. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school.
These are uncertain times. You may be searching for resources that help with your fears and anxieties. We've found a great one and want to send it to you free. A 14-page guide with 10 ways to overcome your fears and anxiety from best-selling author and host of New Life Live, Stephen Arterburn.
I want you to experience God's comfort right when you need it the most.
To get this resource for you or someone you love, log on to WAVA.com, keyword overcome. That's WAVA.com, keyword overcome.
Jesus told us that one of the greatest commandments in Scripture is, love your neighbor as yourself. It can also be one of the most challenging, especially during these uncertain times. Yet it gives us a unique opportunity to love our neighbors. What if every Christ follower prayed for two other people in the DMV? What if you could help saturate the whole DMV with the love of Christ? Join thousands in the Street Vine Lights Pray, Care, and Share movement. Go to WAVA.com, keyword Vine. That's WAVA.com, keyword Vine.
As long as Satan can hide the pleasure, you don't see God as pleasurable. You see this other thing as pleasurable.
Dr. Tony Evans says following after what feels good can make you miss what really is good.
That's why you've got to draw near to God to see the pleasure.
A look at rejecting the lies of the devil and living for the Lord. This week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 10:30 p.m. on WAVA.
The Philippine churches is growing by the number. Every day I consider and I estimate that every day in the whole Philippines there are thousands of new believers being baptized, coming to the Lord. And in terms of planting churches and outreaches in villages, remote areas, and towns where there is still no churches, there are many churches that are being planted right now. So it's growing numerically. The church is strong here and ready to carry on the Great Commission.
Thousands being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ every single day. The church exploding. And of course, that's not the kind of news we hear on the usual news sources around the world, and that's understandable. It's all right. God still gets his message out, but you know what? We as Christians ought to be sensitized to that when we hear such things. These are our brothers and sisters in Christ who need us. They need us very, very much because they don't have the resources you and I have, and even the poorest among us or the least advantaged among us financially, we have access to God's Word in so many different forms and ways that most people can get a Bible in the United States anytime they want one. And of course, most of us have not one, but any number of copies. There's an inequity there, folks, that I think we're responsible for only in the sense that once we know something, we know that we can do something to make a difference for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We should do it, whether it's one Bible or 50 or 100 or 1,000. And I sure don't want to get home to be with our Lord and have some of these dear people who we know we'll never meet in this life, but certainly we will meet them in eternity. And I don't want any one of them to say, you know, I sure could have had a stronger faith and done more for the kingdom if I just had some copies of God's Word. I think the conversations may be that practical when we get home as a family before the throne of God. I don't want that to happen. I want people to say, you know, because of what your listeners did on WAVA all those years ago, I'm here today, and I've brought others with me to the kingdom because of the Bibles that were sent. Now, for some, that may be overstating the case. I don't think so. I think we have a wonderful opportunity to close ranks with the body of Christ around the world, whether it's giving one Bible or 10 or 100, and the way you do it is 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Online, WAVA.com, $5 buys a Bible. Every dollar being given right now is being doubled with matching funds. So thank you for making your call. Thanks to those who've already done so. God bless you. Next hour, we have some other things upcoming, and we want you to not miss those either.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1 and hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
God is a very present help in times of trouble. A reminder from 105.1 FM WAVA. WAVA is your 24-hour-a-day Bible study, always here for you.
Hello, I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune in to the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
Road to Reality with KP Yohannan is heard Sundays at 12 noon on life-changing talk radio, WAVA-FM.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life-changing. WAVA.